Hello, it's Wednesday, November 2nd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. Lisa, there's a ton of stuff going on in the political world, but it seems like we keep coming back to what I consider now a crisis in the Patriot movement. And I say that because it seems as if we're plummeting so far down and there's so many bizarre things happening that at some point we have to confront this and clean our own house before we go out and start trying to clean other houses. Do you agree?
Yes, but bizarre doesn't even begin to touch what's been going on in the so-called Patriot community.
Right, and we're going to get to Lisa's article on the Wing TV homepage. But first, before that, when we talk about this movement, this Patriot movement, we have to ask ourselves, is it really any kind of movement at all? In other words, if you look at the business world, whenever they want to do something, a certain company, they lay out their objectives, their goals, their methods of how they want to arrive at a certain destination. So say a company has an operating expense of $5 million a year, and they want to cut it to $4 million a year. Well, that's their goal. Then they lay out a whole business plan. They lay out their method of operation, and everything, it's a business plan.
They come up with a strategy.
Exactly. And this movement, I was thinking this morning, do we have even one strategy or goal or method or objective right now that you can think of in the alternative media or the Patriot movement? And I don't mean just these people that come out and say, we have to defeat the New World Order. That's very vague, and there's nothing specific about it. Is there
anything?
You know
how I feel about it. I've never thought that this was a movement. To have a movement, you have to get off your butt and move.
Yeah. So everyone that keeps talking about this movement, where is it? It's like the people that talk about the police state will specifically show us where the police state is and specifically show us where this movement is. Now, we can look at the anti-war movement, and they at least have an objective to stop the war.
At least they get off their butt and get out on the street and express their dissent in a very visible way, which is more than I can say for this so-called Patriot community.
Yeah, we saw 250 or 300,000 people in Washington, D.C. at the end of September. They got off their butts. They had an objective. Now, when we talk about the Patriot movement and stopping the New World Order, what specifically do we mean? Where's our business plan? So these leaders that talk about this, they're bamboozling you, and they keep saying, well, nobody can criticize anybody else in this movement because it'll hurt the movement.
This really makes me wonder what we define as a patriot now. What does the word patriot really mean anymore when now it's become so diluted and mm-hmm. broadened to include people who are common crooks?
Right. So this whole issue came up starting last Friday. I wrote an article called The Worst Interview Ever, Jack Blood and Tom Flacco, and it relayed this softball Larry King interview where Blood just basically allowed Flacco to spew all of his nonsense without challenging him once about it. Well, this article made its way all around the internet, and a few people started emailing Rick Stanley about it, right? And then he contacted you.
First, the person you're talking about emailed me. This person calls himself Extra Tabasco. And he started emailing me. I sent him links to everything he wanted. And then he emailed Rick Stanley, who then emailed me. Rick Stanley, if you don't know, is a well-known patriot. He has protested for the Second Amendment and over the tax issue and whatnot.
Right, and we don't want to, when we get into this right now, we don't want to make this appear as if we're bashing Rick Stanley because nobody has sung his accolades more than Lisa and myself, especially Lisa. I mean, we met him in D.C. in November
2002.
Yep, November 2002. He pulls up in his big motor coach, blaring his horn. We hung out with him the whole day.
So, yeah, before we say anything else, Rick Stanley is someone that I have admired and respected tremendously over the last few years. He's been an inspiration and a motivation for me. And I've defended him at every turn whenever I heard anyone say a bad word against him. I thought he was the most fearless person in the Patriot community.
That's right. When his business was raided a year or so ago, we were actually the ones interviewing him on Wing TV, on TV while this raid was occurring. Also, Lisa wrote and sent a letter to the governor of Colorado about Rick Stanley singing his praises.
Well, I was one of many people right. who did that. Yeah. He's very well loved.
We also had a print interview with Rick Stanley, and the way I saw him was that when everything else looked like it was going insane, people were getting squirrely, he was the bedrock.
Yep.
He was the one thing that never changed. If the world was upside down, Rick Stanley would still be doing the right thing.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Something's changed.
So anyway, I came home one day and Lisa told me how Rick Stanley was highly critical of this Jack Blood article and also how he says that we've been critical. So I figured, well, I'm going to give Rick a call and at least wonder why he's sticking up for Jack Blood.
Yeah, before you get to that, though, what he did say in his email about that interview was that Jack Blood and Alex Jones are both honored as patriots on his Patriot A-list, which is on his website. Funny thing was, he calls a man named Justin Plumlee, who was also a part of the Patriot community, an opportunist, but he doesn't call Alex Jones one,
yeah.
saying that he screws people, but Jones doesn't.
Yeah, so I figured I'm going to give Rick Stanley a call and tell him at least the way Jack Blood feels about him. Well, we get into a long conversation. What must have lasted, half an hour, I'll bet you?
It was pretty lengthy.
And so I was bringing up, I wanted to bring up these things anyways, but Rick said that everybody in the Patriot movement now has to join together. Everybody has to join together. And in theory, what a great idea.
Well, but Rick is part of a group on the internet called the Revolutionary Coalition. Now, this group has several hundred members in it, and he says that the Revolutionary Coalition is trying to unite all the, quote, unsavory characters in the Patriot movement. Is
right.
that so? Yikes.
Yeah, so I asked Rick, I said, does that mean that we should all start joining together with the con man, the thieves, the gatekeepers, the sensationalist, and on, and he said, yeah, we all have to come together. Then finally, at one point, I said, Rick, are you trying to tell me that the patriots in this movement should even join together with COINTELPRO agents are working for the government?
Now listen very carefully to what the response was here.
And he said, yes, we should. And at that point there, it was like going down a rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. It's just like I couldn't believe my ears.
Now, Rick Stanley is someone I've considered my friend. And like I said, I've respected and admired him for years. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit by, idly and silent, and let somebody say a thing like that, that we should unite and embrace and be glued to COINTELPRO, traitors, hypocrites, cowards, censors.
That's right.
Common criminals. We should glue ourselves to them in order to unite America and defeat the New World Order. I find this to be the most bizarre statement I've ever heard him say, and I would hope that if I said such a statement, 100 people would rush the gates to call me out on it.
Can you imagine if Wing TV came out and said, everybody in the Patriot movement should join together with COINTELPRO? We would be crucified within a day.
Well, let's get back to this for a second. He says that we're publicly attacking patriots right. and that this is counterproductive, damaging, and divisive to the movement. My question is, how do you call these people patriots? I guess we have a very different definition of what a patriot is.
Well, and secondly, I'm glad you brought that up, Lisa, because we have to define or show the difference between an attack and an expose. An attack is if we came out and said, Mr. A is fat, bald, ugly, and his mother dresses him funny. That's an attack. If we come out and says, Mr. A censors material, he's a money grubber, he's a fear monger, he's a thief, he's this, that, or the other thing, and we can prove that these things are happening. So in other words, we're talking not about the person, but about his actions.
Right, and
that's an expose.
Okay, so all of the people that call themselves Christian patriots, which is including Rick Stanley, says we should not judge people's conduct because that's very damaging. But Scripture says that we're well within our rights to judge conduct, not the person.
Right, and that's what we're doing. We don't come out here and say that these people are fat, bald, and ugly. We say, look at what happened. Alex Jones betrayed the Gray family. We have verifiable proof of this.
Right.
We have verifiable proof that he censors material. This is an expose, and if we're not willing to do that, if we don't have the stomach to do that, then why don't we roll over and play dead?
Well, what he's doing, he's talking in terms of perception and not in terms of truth. And truth cannot be based upon perception. Truth is absolute. Rick Stanley says the government says he's a criminal. two misdemeanors and two felonies, I believe, they got him for. And so now we're going by the government's definition of what a criminal is? The government is criminal.
Right. And are we supposed to be banding together with elements of the government? I mean, it's bad enough that people want us to accept con men and censors and sensationalists and gatekeepers. But now, COINTELPRO, these are government agents that infiltrate a movement to try to divide it and try to destroy it. That's the definition of COINTELPRO. And he said, yes, we should accept them into our ranks. Now, I was explaining this yesterday and saying, what if somebody came into our house and robbed us blind? Took everything we have, then they come up to us and we say to them, you know what, why don't you come into bed with us tonight?
Yeah.
And he says, well, I just stole everything you have. That's all right, come into bed with us. What kind of logic or what kind of rationale is that?
I don't know. He says, too, that the things that we are calling deliberate, that we prove to be deliberate actions of other people that are unethical and illegal, he calls mistakes and human failures. But a mistake does not involve a fixed purpose or full conscious thought or deliberate planning.
A mistake is like an accident. A deliberate action is something that's deliberately done.
A mistake
done.
Is an inadvertent error, a misperception, a faulty judgment. I can't even believe Rick Stanley is saying this stuff.
Yeah.
And he's saying we're not perfect. He says there are many patriots who are con men and shysters for the almighty dollar. Well, you know what then? I guess they're not really patriots.
Right. And I mean, when I mentioned Alex Jones to him, he said, sure, Alex Jones is greedy. So what? He said, Jack Blood, and this is an exact quote, he said, as a human being, Jack Blood's a piece of shit. So what? That's what he's saying. I'm like, I don't want to lay down or accept these kind of people into our ranks, because if someone is calling themselves a patriot, and this is the all-inclusive definition, then the definition of patriot has been so watered down that it becomes non-existent.
Rick Stanley says that Alex Jones betraying the Gray family is BS. This is his word, BS, but it is very human. Is it really human to betray another family
and
for money?
And endanger their life in the process.
After you've made people think that you are the essence of what a patriot is thought to be, what a patriot's supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, in this day
and
age,
these people could have got killed over him.
And this wasn't an inadvertent mistake. Alex Jones consciously sold them out to ABC News 2020. This wasn't a mistake. Now, it's understandable that in this day and age, with all the confusion and the chaos in our world, that people want to look outside of themselves for guidance or leadership. But after someone has been exposed as such a phony and a con man,
yeah,
how can people still bow down and worship at their altar as if they're in some kind of idol?
I think the impression that I got, I don't know if you got that impression, was that he's saying that we're all sinners. Yes, we are all sinners. But he's saying, like, sin is not something we can consciously choose to do or not do. It's sort of like a mistake.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake. When you sin, you're deciding to do something very deliberately, very consciously, and you have the option of not doing it, too.
The people who are behind these COINTELPRO ops are laughing all the way to the bank about this because they're saying, look at what's happened. We've infiltrated them, and they're doing nothing about it to get these people out of their ranks. And it boils down to this, is how much further are we going to slip and slide along this slippery slope?
Right.
I mean, are we going to accept pickpockets or muggers or rapists or arsonists or murderers? If someone comes out and says, I'm a patriot, I'm going to go out and murder someone tomorrow, if we use Rick Stanley's logic, we should accept this person into our movement, whether they're rapists, arsonists, just so they call themselves a patriot. And Lisa even went so far as to say, well, George Bush calls himself a patriot. Are we going to accept George Bush in the New World Order,
I
too?
I think George Bush calls himself a Christian. We know
right.
He's not. So now are we to just embrace George Bush and the New World Order, since we're condemning the same kinds of actions in the government and the mainstream media, but we're embracing these actions within the patriot movement? I mean, it's such a contradiction. How do we come to terms with that?
Yeah. It reminds me of the Clinton era, when Bill Clinton was president for 8 years. And what he did was effectively erase the line between right and wrong,
uh-huh.
where everything became this big gray area.
Right.
Where you can't really say someone's right or wrong. They're just in the middle there and anything goes. Is this what we want the Patriot movement to be? This Clinton-esque gray area?
Well, this aimless movement without a conscience. That's what it seems like. And I can't imagine that someone I've admired so much telling me I should unite with people who are criminals and engage in unethical behavior. I mean, this is a person I was, you know, looking up to for years now.
He was the bedrock.
He's very angry at me right now. He's very angry and he's freaking out because I called him out on those words and I said, what are you talking about?
Right.
How can we defeat the New World Order if we are just like them?
And somebody has to speak out about this. As Lisa and I have said many times, we're not doing this as a popularity contest. We don't care if every person in the world is mad at us. We came into this movement for one reason, to tell the truth, and that's what we're going to keep doing. And the bigger question right now is, instead of telling us not to do these exposés, why aren't these people that are telling us all to band together, why don't they go to Alex Jones and all of these other people and tell them to quit doing what they're doing?
Yeah, then we can shut up.
Then we can shut up about this and move on to something.
We'd really like to see this house get cleaned up. But according to Rick Stanley, well, not only do we not have a house, he says we have a lean-to, but it's more important to unite than to clean up our own house. And frankly, I don't want to lay down with the SH.
Yeah, the scum.
I don't want to lay down with that. I want to clean the house. I don't want it in my house.
Just because somebody calls himself a patriot doesn't mean they're virtuous, or do we have to accept them into our ranks?
You know what? It's like saying, lower your standards, because
yeah.
I'm not going to ask or demand or hold anyone accountable for their bad actions or wrongdoing. So they're not going to raise their standards. You have to lower yours. Well, I will not do that.
Whatever happened to us being held responsible for our actions? It seems like nobody in this alternative media thinks they have to be accountable for anything. And if we want the mainstream media, if we want the government to clean their houses, how the hell can we ask them to do that when we're not willing or able to even do it
right
with our own ranks?
That's the ocean calling the pond wet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This goes beyond the New World Order. What we're talking now about is truth. The concept that Socrates talked about, and Jesus, and Joan of Arc, we're talking about truth. And if this basic fundamental doesn't mean anything to us, then nothing else beyond that.
Right. And you know what? Telling the truth may not change the world. I mean, throughout history, Victor and I were talking about it. There have been many people like Joan of Arc and Jesus and John the Baptist that told the truth and they didn't change the world. But they stood their ground and they didn't
all
waver.
All the way till the end.
And they showed God that they were willing to try. They were trying their hardest to tell the truth. And that's really what matters.
And truth shouldn't be dependent upon perceptions.
Right.
A person shouldn't come out and worry about telling the truth because they're wondering what other people are going to think or that other people are going to get mad at them. Truth is absolute, and we can't rationalize bad behavior in this movement and accept it.
Not only can we not rationalize it, we can't make excuses for it, we can't overlook it, we can't accept it, and we cannot embrace it.
Right. And one last thing we want to say before we end this topic, we still think the world of Rick Stanley. Not what he's saying now, because something has changed with this guy.
No, I'm not going to say that anymore. But I will support Rick Stanley's activism in fighting against the New World Order. But I disagree vehemently. I'm very upset about what he said.
Yep.
And I can't come to terms with it.
Right.
Because it makes no sense to me. Because this is not the kind of stuff that I'm used to hearing out of his mouth.
Something's changed
there. I don't know what it is. And I regret that he said it. Now he's trying to kind of shift the blame on me, like I did something wrong for calling him out.
Right.
And if I had said the same things, I would hope many of you would call me out.
Yeah, and Lisa and I would call each other out if
you
we
bet.
Ever even thought something like
we
that.
We have to keep each other honest.
Right. One last thing to show just how screwy this alternative media is becoming. For years, there's a guy named Jeffrey Bennett that spoke so badly about John Stadtmiller,
right,
who's the president of RBN. In fact, I'd never even heard of John Stadtmiller until Jeffrey Bennett brought his name up, and he said, no matter what you do, stay away from John Statmiller. This guy is bad news. He's a cheat. He's a thief. He stole $70,000 from me before. $75,000 from me before when we're in business. He said, this guy is the worst news there is.
And just so anybody who doesn't know, Jeffrey Bennett runs a website, a Patriot website, and now he's doing a show on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Working with John Statmiller. So when we had Peter Schenck on our show, we talked about this, and many, many other people in the Patriot movement are saying, what's up with Jeffrey Bennett? He spoke so many times about Statmiller ripping him off for money, and now they're working together.
Right.
Well, these two guys are mad at us now for even raising this question.
Right. We had Peter Schenck on our show the other day, and if you recall, if you listened to that interview, I asked him, what do you think about this strange reemergence of Jeffrey Bennett over at Republic Broadcasting Network, considering how many people he's told over the years how much he hates this guy?
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a reasonable question, since people want to know, and I want to know.
Yeah, and this is a truth movement, and they feel that they don't have to answer for anything.
And I asked Jeffrey Bennett the same question privately via email before I even brought the question up to Peter Schenck. He didn't answer the question. So now Jeffrey Bennett goes on John Statmiller's show last night and says that he's pretty torqued at us for even asking that question, and he's going to be giving us a call. Well, we welcome the call, sir.
Yeah. When I was on the phone with John Statmiller a couple of days ago, I said, John, to alleviate all of this, these questions, and not feed the grist mill, why didn't you just issue a press release and say, this is why Peter Schenck was fired, this is why Jeffrey Bennett has joined RBN, but Statmiller says, I don't have to answer to anyone. I don't have to answer their questions.
Right.
And that's how Alex Jones and all the rest of them are, too.
See, the whole thing you have to understand is Victor and I are not part of this little clique.
The cabal.
That exists. We've never been a part of it, and they've had it made for a long time because they had control over what got out and what didn't
get
out.
Just like the mainstream
and
media.
Yeah, and they don't trust us because they know we're not going to keep their secrets when they do things wrong or, you know, the crap that they pull. We're going to tell people about it. We're going to expose it. And so they're very torqued now. They're very torqued because they don't feel safe anymore.
Right.
They're very nervous.
And you know what the key word of truth movement is? Truth.
Yeah.
I mean, truth. And
when did truth become a four-letter word?
Yeah. And they've gotten away with their shenanigans for so long that they just became accustomed to it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it a million times. How can truth hurt a truth movement? The only movement it can hurt is one that is not based upon or grounded in truth.
That's right. Well, I know this is a lot to chew on. We've been chewing on it for the last couple of days. As I said, it's like the whole world is turning upside down. It's like we fell down the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland.
I'll tell you what. This internet alternative media is cutthroat, it's vicious, and you wouldn't believe the way these people act who are running these networks.
We don't tell you everything.
But you need to start paying attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, and I'll tell Rick Stanley and every other person in the world, we're not laying down with COINTELPRO, censors, con men, thieves, gatekeepers, sensationalists,
hypocrites,
or any of the other ones, hypocrites.
Never,
no
ever,
way.
Ever. Truth must be based upon reality. Truth is the ultimate reality. You can't base it upon perception.
And if that thought even entered our minds once, this show wouldn't be on the air
That's
for
right.
another day.
Truth is absolute. It's not relative. There's not shades of truth.
Folks, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing Radio.
See you then.